Chapter 1. The great winged horse galloped across the skies above the Emerald Mountains, a single rider on his back. Strapped to the animal's side was a woven basket in which a sleeping child lay. Lara glanced now and again at her daughter Zagiri to make certain she remained asleep. She was a beautiful little child, with her father's dark gold hair, her golden eyelashes fanned out over her pale pink cheeks. "She looks like him," Lara thought. "The only bit of me in her are her green eyes." "We're almost there," Dasras said as they left the mountains behind them. "I can see the fields of the Blathma below us, and just beyond and to my left are the meadows of the Agi. I wonder if Rowan has any pretty new mares." Lara chuckled. "You are as lusty as a shadow prince," she told him. Dasras chortled. "Well, I was born and raised among them," he said drolly. Then he asked, "Is the princess still sleeping?" "Aye," Lara responded. "She'll be delighted to see Dillon again, and he her. I hope Anoush has gotten over her jealousy by now. She doesn't even understand that I am her mother, and her invidiousness towards Zagiri is hurtful." "She is too young to have developed that attitude without help," Dasras remarked. "Who can have planted the seed of envy in Anoush? Certainly not your good Nos. She has always been a fine foster mother to your children."
"Vartan's mother," Lara said sadly and with certainty. "She grows madder with each passing day. I have asked Nos to limit my children's visits to Bera, but she is their grandmother. Of course, there is Cam as well. Adon's son is Anoush's cousin, and Bera is raising him. I have never found him to be a pleasant child."
"You should investigate the situation and see that it is corrected," Dasras advised. "It does not matter that your children are blood kin to Bera and Cam. If they pose a danger to Dillon and Anoush, you must do what you need to keep Vartan's younglings safe. Bera's feelings cannot matter to you, and Cam has no sensibilities at all to consider that I see. The safety of your children must come first and foremost. I am fortunate to have such wise advisers as you, Verica and Andraste," Lara told the great stallion.
"And the Dominus?" Dasras teased her.
"Villain," Lara laughed. "My husband is a good man and a wonderful lover, but he does not understand humanity as well as he thinks he does. However, we shall not tell him that, shall we, Dasras?"
The horse shook his head, then began his descent to the lands below him, which were possessed by the Fiacra clan. He preferred galloping the last few miles into the main village, New Camden, rather than just descending into its midst. The cattle in his path scattered as his hooves touched the ground. There was no one this bright summer morning to see their arrival until they grew close to the dwellings. To Lara's delight, it was her son, Dillon, who first saw them coming and ran toward Dasras to welcome his mother. The horse came to a stop.
"Mother, welcome," Dillon said. "Have you brought Zagiri?"
Standing on his toes, he peeped into the basket.
"Ah! Ziggy, wake up now," he cooed.
The little girl slowly opened her eyes and, seeing Dillon, smiled and held out her arms to him.
"Dee," she said excitedly, "Appy Dee."
Dillon lifted her from the basket and set her on her feet. Zagiri slipped her hand into his and together they began to walk. Lara slid down from her saddle to join them as Dasras followed. Lara smiled as she watched Zagiri toddle along beside Dillon on her fat little leg.